Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Kanaan Lidor, he's joining me now. He's a contributor to JNS and Europe correspondent to Hi FM. Good morning, Kanaan. How are you?
Good morning. Very well. Thank you, Kathy.
It has been
Thanks
too
for
long.
Having me.
Always a pleasure. Thank you so much for always making the time. Let's talk about Netanyahu in the United States as phase two hostage release negotiations begin. So what I see also, the King of Jordan has gone over to Washington, D.C., and the first thing that I started thinking about was redrawing the map. Do you think that redrawing the map is going to be part of this second phase?
Well, it's very difficult to know with Trump because he's a master negotiator, and this could all be just him trying to build up leverage in order to complete, you know, a minor deal, a smaller deal than what he's balloon trialing in the media. Just to judge by the statements that Trump is saying, it seems like a much broader deal than what we've been discussing with Hamas. It seems to encompass Saudi Arabia. It seems to entertain the notion of moving Gazans from Gaza.
Yeah. Kanaan, do we have any idea of how many hostages are still alive?
Yes. Latest estimates speak about 40. So 25 of the 90 that remain are believed to be dead.
And do we believe Hamas? It always amazes me that people can murder, can rape, can stab, but they'll always tell the truth.
Well, they do have a lot at stake. They've kind of propped this deal up as a big achievement. If in the end they don't deliver because they lied about what they actually possess in order to give in return, then that will cost them with their internal base. So actual members of Hamas who are hoping to see their relatives return from captivity, from imprisonment rather, in Israel, are going to be very upset, and that could lead to internal change within Hamas. And so there's a limit to how much they can bluff.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So what do you foresee for this next phase?
Well, right now, the first phase is about to end on March 1st. And by that date, we're supposed to see 33 hostages return alive or dead. After that, this is really when the rubber hits the road in terms of whether this war continues or ends. Because right now, officially, we're at a ceasefire that can be resumed, according to the agreements, after 42 days. That will be March 1st. If that does happen, if we do move to the second phase, then the war is over. If we don't, then Hamas, there is a chance to dismantle it yet. Now, during his meetings in Washington right now, Netanyahu, according to Axios, postponed a meeting with the heads of the negotiation teams, including Israeli officials and CIA ones, but canceled. He was supposed to have that meeting about the second phase. So we're seeing a reluctance on the part of Netanyahu to move on to the second phase, and that's because his government seems to depend on it. The religious Zionism will pull out. He will not have an automatic majority in the coalition if fighting does not resume. That's what Bezalel Smotrich, the head of the hard right religious Zionism, has said. And so he has very good reason to postpone talks about a second phase and actually resume the fighting. Then again, there is an expectation here in Israel to see all the hostages back. There is a large part of the people who believe that this is the metric for success, how many hostages are back. So he's going to see that machine, that protest machine that we've seen over the past year, reactivate if he pulls out of the second phase.
And that is where we leave it. Thank you very, very much. And I'm sure that this is going to be an ongoing conversation. And just thank you for always being available to us. It's Kanaan Lidor. Just a wonderful man. Go and have a look at his writings. Go check him out.